Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with...
Mommy!
Ballinger.
Gwen.
So, hallelujah. I'm going to start off by saying we have no sponsors this week. So...
Oh, I don't know whether to go...
I mean, sad we don't get money, but yay, I don't have to watch what I say. Happy...
Wait a minute. Do you ever...
I burp a little less when we have a sponsor, okay. Mom. Happy July. It's July 1st. Happy July. Also, happy Canada Day.
Canada.
And in a few days, it'll be Happy America Day.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as the 4th of July.
Independence Day.
Is it? Why do we call it 4th of July, not Independence Day?
I don't know. Because it's on the 4th of July. It's easier to say. 4th of July. Well, Independence.
Is saying December 25th easier than...
Christmas.
The 25th of December is Christmas.
Okay. Don't know. That is a good question, Rachel. Right? You're making me think.
Like the 31st of October. Or is it the 30th?
30 days has September,
April, June, and November. All the rest of 31.
31.
Glad we went through that. That is the only nursery rhyme, but like rhyming
I scheme. Before E, except after.
All of the other exceptions.
True.
That one has never helped me.
Right.
It's very rare you come before I before E word.
Right.
It should be E before I, except the few words.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't rhyme as well. Also, happy International Joke Day.
You haven't told one yet.
No.
I was trying to think of a joke and I didn't.
So was I. I heard one the other day and I was like, that's a good joke. And then I've completely forgot.
Same.
So, what's the difference? No, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back to you?
Gone.
A stick. All right. Let's move on to the news today, which isn't that much. I have to start off by saying, I've already started off by saying other things, but before we start off the news, I want to say, when we first started this podcast,
yes,
there was so much to talk about.
There was so much.
So much was happening. Instagram was constantly changing. Twitter was constantly changing. People were doing things on the internet. Colleen had babies, things. And I feel like the past month or two, everyone is so scared of having a scandal or so scared of being canceled or mm-hmm. whatever that everyone's laying real low.
But you got a dog.
I did, but we talked about that was like a month ago I got a dog.
Okay, well, you said in the last month and you got a dog. So.
Yes, but that's not really like what.
That's newsworthy.
Yeah, but like that's like a mention. He did go to training day. I took him to
you
a.
You were starting to say that and I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I took him. He doesn't really. When I first got him.
Starting over.
I digress.
Here we go.
When I first got him, he seemed to have no problem with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more attached he got to me, the more he didn't like strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel bad because the only time he interacted with people other than me and Matt was when I took him to the vet and they had to like poke and prod at him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so he like does not like the vet. So I was like, okay, he needs a little socialization. He needs a little outside the house. He needs to know that the car ride doesn't always mean it ends in the vet.
Yeah, it's true.
He needs to get out. My neighbor, who also has two pit bulls, she's a very nice lady. I also found out today she just has rabbits roaming around her house, and the dogs love the rabbits, and they all hang out together. But
our Rottweiler liked the rabbit. Never would hurt her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Cinderella,
our it's just lab how they grow up. Would eat if them. You get them at a pup as a puppy, and they're around the animal as a puppy, they think, oh, this is a normal thing. So, anyway. So she was like, I go to a socialization class like twice a month. You should come. So I went with Snoop to get him a little socialized, because I don't know how he is around other dogs. Yeah. I don't know anything. And I know he's great with Blaze, but that's your brother. You kind of have to put up with him and you get used to it. So he was great around the other dogs. He was great with the instructor. Like, the instructor was his male, and who's a firefighter also, I thought was a cool fact. But usually Snoop doesn't like men. Mm-hmm. And he was totally fine with them, and good. They pushed him a little bit, and he did a little growl, like, don't come near me. And they corrected him, and he did great.
That's
so
great.
There was like a stress level that kind of went down for me, because I'm like, oh, he's great with other dogs. He's chill as long as people don't stick their hand in his face.
Too bad it's not once a week.
But you know what? It's fine, because I have to do some other training with him.
In between, yeah.
He's getting real good. To go from zero to where he is, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
He's not at 100% yet.
Get there.
Blaze isn't even at 100% yet.
Well, I don't know if
he'll
get there.
I don't know if you'll ever get there. I'm just hoping for like an 80%.
Yeah.
Because like at 100% is like those German shepherds that are trained really well by this policeman, that they're like, the dog's going full sprint. They yell one thing, the dog like breaks, but he breaks.
Yes.
But he's going so fast that he still slides another 6 feet even though he stopped running. That's my favorite. Okay.
Moose
now
does that when we play catch with him.
Moose?
Moose. We throw a toy and he slides on Colleen's.
Oh, well, yeah. The
hardwood
dog
floor. And he goes.
Well, he does that because he knows he's going to hit the freaking
thing. But he knows exactly when to stop before he hits the glass windows.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was trial and error, though. That's not training.
Well, I think
that's
it's
trial
funny.
And error. Oh, it's hilarious.
Anyway.
My dogs aren't allowed to play inside.
No,
they're
not.
There's play outside only. Okay, so let's move on to the actual internet news. That's what we are. Well, we're not news. Internet talking about.
The internet thing.
Commentary.
All the things
on the internet are commentary about them. Uneducated,
yes.
Biased,
not even
commentary.
Rehearsed, not rehearsed. Not even researched sometimes.
No, nothing.
Just what we read on the headlines.
I have glanced at a tweet and come up with an entire segment about something. So, I did see this tweet. Logan Paul, you know which one he is. Mm-hmm. He's not Tana's boyfriend. He's the other one. He's the brother.
Excuse me. Fiance.
Fiance. Okay, we're getting to that. Logan Paul tweeted out that he is the fastest YouTuber and he's willing to put $100,000 on it.
Oh my. Fastest how?
Fastest
in what?
That's what I thought. I was like, the
running?
Fastest.
The talking?
Apparently everyone just assumed he meant running. And so a lot of people tweeted back and were like, I'll take you up on that. Because there's a lot of fit
YouTubers.
He must
be talking about something else.
I don't know, but he was like, bet. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. And apparently he in one tweet that I saw, little research here, it's supposed to be, he's scheduling it for the end of July.
Okay.
So he's betting $100,000 that he is faster than all of these other YouTubers. And
I think
everyone's assuming running, because that was my first thing. I was like, fastest at what? Fastest at typing? Fastest at
know.
Punching?
Singing? Typing?
Talking? Because Trisha Paytas has you on that.
Blowing a bubble?
Like, fastest, just fill in the blank.
Oh, she talks really fast.
Yeah, you hung out with her the other night, right?
She
talks fast.
She is a sweetie, and she talked really fast. And I liked that, because then I was never bored.
Yo, you're never bored when Trisha's around.
Good grief, no.
No.
She was really sweet.
She is very sweet in person. Mm-hmm. She has her ups and downs on the internet. In person, in her face, she's very sweet. Okay, so Logan Paul, he says he's the fastest at we're assuming running.
I'm not assuming running.
I'm not either, because he didn't put running. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. I'm distracted. I forgot. I woke up with like a sty in my eye. And so I was wearing contacts all day. And I just took my contacts out to come over here because my eyes get tired when I drive with contacts in at night.
She keeps rubbing it.
I keep rubbing. I was like, oh, what is my eye? It's a sty. Because, okay, bonus to having really bad eyesight, if you have contacts and you get a sty, that like few times in your lifetime you get a sty, if you put in your contacts, you don't feel the sty, because the contact is like a protective layer. So, but I took it out and now I'm in pain.
I'm sorry.
It's because stupid glasses.
But is it a good idea to wear contacts when you have a sty in your eye? It's just fun to say that.
Okay, Dr. Seuss. Are you really wondering it? Because I haven't looked into it.
I
haven't looked into it, but I don't see why not. They're
well,
one day.
Just like.
They're one a day contacts. So I throw them away at the end of the day.
Ah.
So I feel like if they were 2 week contacts and they had a sty one day and I kept wearing the same contact.
Ew.
What? Yeah. Holy, my mom just.
Sorry,
got really distracted because we're in Colleen's office and there's just a picture of Flynn looking. She Instagrammed it earlier. She Insta started it. It's him with the mullet on, looking disgustedly scared, like he mid sneeze maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that's on her screensaver.
Okay, that distracted me.
Just came out of nowhere. Let's move on to more internet.
Okay.
So as you had. Tried to segue earlier. Jake Paul proposed to Tana.
Yeah.
And she has said yes.
Yep.
So I don't know how long this is going on for. Because I still, the back of my mind, I'm like, this is all publicity. And like, we're all kind of in on the joke that is for publicity, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure they are having sex and, doing relationship things. But like, we all know it's like, that's just the benefit. They're like, this is a business endeavor, right?
I don't know.
Because that's where I've been this entire time, where this is a business endeavor, and it's all like, they're very openly joking about that, but now it's real, but is it?
Is it? I don't know, but man, I couldn't text that to you fast enough when I saw it. It's like, Rachel, look at this!
We found something to talk about! So yeah, also Tana turned 21, she had a massive birthday party, looked fun, actually didn't. It looked fun for the people that like to do those things.
Right.
It looked like a grand party for people that enjoy parties like that.
Yes.
I was so happy to be at home. The older I get, and mm-hmm. I'm only 28, I got a lot more older to get.
You got a lot more to go, girl.
I love being home.
Right?
I love it. I'm going to New York eventually for Colleen's Waitress Broadway debut. And I don't know which dates yet, though, but Teenie asked me to go. I forgot to text her back. I'm a terrible friend. She's not going to listen to this. She texted me these dates. She's like, do you want to go with me? I'm going to would these dates work? And they were like a week long. And I was like, honey, it's not going to be gone from my house.
Flying one day, the show one day, flying home the next.
I got a 3 to 4 day max.
Yep.
Like, JoJo had to beg me and bug me to go to Phoenix for one singular night to watch her perform on her opening night. That was
you had so much fun.
I had a lot blast. I always have fun when I leave, but then at that third day I'm like, okay,
I'm ready to go home.
I used to leave for a month.
Yeah,
I used to be gone for a month.
Yeah, you did.
But I've made myself a nice little home.
Yeah,
made myself a nice little dog family. I'm set.
And see, now I'm at the point of life where it's like, where are we going?
How
long can we go?
I know it'll come all the way around.
When I
finish remodeling my house, when my dogs are perfectly trained, I mean, at that 80%, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm bored.
What's next?
But for right now, I'm good. JoJo asked me, she's like, when do you get to that adult point where you're like, oh, dang it, I'm an adult? And I was like, 25.
It's different for every person, though.
But at 25, everyone kind of has that point where they're like, I feel these adult things, and they either try and get away from them and like party harder, or they're like, I'm just going to succumb to this and get in my PJs. I'm asleep by midnight every night now, Mom. I used to stay up till like 5 a.m. and then sleep till noon.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm asleep by midnight. And I'm in bed by 11 so I can watch my Grey's Anatomy.
Yay.
And then a little bit of like Family Guy or some bogus TV brain off TV, and then I can fall asleep. I'm just a boring adult now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm okay with it. I'm happy with
it. I think
it.
You're pretty cool.
I go to the chiropractor.
You do.
The most exciting thing I did today was go to a dog training class and lay cement in my backyard.
But you did it well. You did it with a smile.
I work and I then work on my house and my dogs. And
there you go.
That's my life and I'm happy about it. So I did not go to Tana's birthday party. Wasn't invited, but even if I was, I probably would not have gone. Not my taste. Not my cup of tea. My mom just like attacked her own chest.
Oh, it felt like it was a hair. I thought it was like a bug or something.
Okay, I'm very excited about this next fact.
Ooh, what is it?
Oh my goodness. Mom, you're not even going to believe it. Okay. You probably don't even remember that I've complained about this.
Okay.
My biggest complaint with Instagram, I mean, I have a bunch, but one of my biggest complaints with Instagram is I wasn't able to scroll through the tagged pictures I'm in. So people tag me in pictures,
right,
and I have to click on it to see it and then click out and then click on another one. That's how it's always been. And right. I've tweeted about it. I'm like, why can't I scroll through my tagged pictures?
Right.
Because like y'all post like cute fan art or like beautiful edits of me. I'm like, oh my God, I look so gorgeous. And I want to scroll through it. Right. But because that extra click back and forth, no one wants to do that.
It's
No, that's just terrible.
Valuable time away from your dog.
Valuable time. So they finally did it, Mom.
Yay!
You can scroll through people's tagged photos.
They heard you. They must listen to the podcast.
Did I complain about it on podcast or Twitter?
I don't know. I don't remember what we talk about.
I have no idea what we talk about.
Although Dad said something this week about, what was it?
He said the electric scooters from Nashville. He told me the story.
Something, and I'm like, excuse me. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was telling that there was an accident and somebody died.
They're going to ban the scooters in Nashville.
And I'm like, I looked at him and I go, what? Where'd you hear that? And he's like, he didn't remember. And I'm like, our podcast? I didn't know you listened.
Yeah, he admitted that to me too.
So we informed someone of something.
We informed Dad of something going on in Nashville.
Yes.
Go us.
Yay.
All right, so I've been waiting for the tagged photo thing. I'm so glad it's here. Lottie freaking da. Oh, I don't know if we touched on this, but Twitter, everyone complains how we want an edit button on Twitter. Like, it's the number one thing. And finally, Twitter retweeted someone who said, can we have an edit button? They're like, you have one in your brain.
Oh,
this was like
a
month ago. And everyone was like, okay, no one thought that was sassy. You need to be fired, whoever handled that tweet. Yeah. Go away. That was stupid. Also, get an edit button because clearly you needed it for that situation. Okay. We're going to revisit something we talked about a few podcasts ago, that Amazon was going to let you return things to Kohl's.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that.
And I was like, I've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. This should happen everywhere. I've been a total fan of this. I can't believe other people have been deprived of this.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what freaking got taken away from me on my return options?
No.
Bish. You sent me a lower quality yoga mat than I asked for. And I went to return it. And it was like, do you want to take it to UPS or the Amazon locker in the heart of LA?
Ew.
None of those options. I want to go to Kohl's.
Yeah.
Which is right next door to Target, so I can go to Target afterwards. What are you talking about? So I'm really upset. So I was like, okay. Well, the great thing about Kohl's was you didn't need to have a box. All you had to go in with a QR code. They scanned it. They took your item. No box, no packing, no nothing.
Lovely.
So they just took it. It was lovely, Mom. The UPS store, I thought it would be the same kind of get up.
No.
And he was like, you need a box for this. And I said, bish, what? And he was like, you need a box. And I was like, no, you need a box. And he was like, I could put it in a packing, like a packing thing. And I was like, I don't care what you put it in. Make this go away. And he was like, it's their thing. He's like, usually you don't have to pay for a box, but your QR code is unique in where you have to provide the box.
No.
And I was like, what's my cheapest option? He was like, $1.37. And I was like, fine. So I paid $1.37 to return a yoga mat that they sent me that was the wrong yoga mat.
Terrible.
Like, I'm just upset.
You are.
I miss Kohl's.
You do.
Why?
So now can't you contact that seller and go, excuse me?
Well, the thing is, okay, so I had originally bought a yoga mat. No one cares about this. This is a stupid story, but I'm telling you anyway. I originally bought a yoga mat that was phenomenal, perfect, absolutely amazing. And Matt was still using one of our older ones, which was So I was like, I should be nice and tell him to get a better one. So I was like, hey, Matt, look.
You know what'd be nicer is if you surprised him with it, Rachel.
No, I had to see if he liked it first. He's very particular.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, Matt, look at this yoga mat. And he was like, it's very dirty. Let me clean it and then see if I like it. To his defense, there were dog prints and my feet prints all over it. So he cleaned it off and he was like, oh my God, this is an amazing yoga mat. And I was like, do you want that one? Or do you want, and I'll order myself a new one. See, I also wanted to see if I get my own one. And I was like, or would you like me to order you one?
He wants the new one.
No, he was, well, he was
really?
Like, well, actually he said, I'll hold on to this one until we get the new one.
So what?
He said, I'll hold on to this one until we get the new one.
Oh.
So he stole mine in this whole process. But we were looking online. So you go to orders.
Yeah.
And you click the yoga mat and it takes you to the site of the yoga mat. This is right. where the yoga, this is it. Choose your color. So he chose a color and we ordered it. And then it came and it was a very low quality compared to what we had yoga mat.
Hmm.
And so he was like, you lied. I was yeah. like, me? He was like, yeah, you said this is the one you bought. I was like, it is. Like, I took you to the exact link. And then I went, and as you scroll through the colors,
they change.
They change.
Yes, that's happened to me once.
And I was like, no, no, no. The color yeah. changing is for the one yoga mat. So I had to, this is the saddest part of this whole story. I reordered the exact same one I had so mm-hmm. that it would be the same quality, same color, whatever. He got there, it got to the front door, and we're walking in from our walk with the dogs, and I said, oh, your yoga mat got here. And, oh, Colleen's coming in. We're pausing. Colleen left. I don't know what she did. Oh, she's here again. Well, hold on. She left again. She asked what we were talking about, and I said yoga mats, and she laughed and walked away. Anyway, so I said to Matthew, I digress. I said to Matthew, your yoga mat has arrived, and I put it inside. I did not open the box. I go outside with my dogs. 10 minutes later, he comes out and he goes, something terrible has happened. I was like, what? And he goes, I cut through it. And I went, what? And he was like, why didn't you tell me it was my yoga mat? And I was like, I did. I literally said, your yoga mat has arrived.
Oh,
I look at
no.
it and he sliced the box open and he sliced right through the yoga mat. And I was like, well, can't return this one. So it has been a yoga mat. Just fluffle at my house.
What a debacle.
I currently don't have one, and Matthew has stolen my good one. So.
I have one which I never use. You can borrow mine.
No, it's fine. I've been doing weights that my chiropractor is making me do.
Okay.
What were we talking about? How did I get that? Oh, yeah. Returning to Kohl's. Oh. Okay. Let's talk about deep fakes. Oh, I can say it. I did YouTubers React. That was something that I was last week. I said I couldn't say. Okay. They finally released it. I did YouTubers React. One of them was on deepfakes. That's why I brought up deepfakes last time.
Gotcha.
But deepfakes, it's taking it to another level. There's this AI program, artificial intelligence program, that can take a picture of a girl and make them look instantly naked.
Yeah.
I hate all of this, and I think all of it should be illegal. Mm-hmm. I think it all should be completely illegal. And they asked me when YouTubers React asked me, do you find any good part of this? And I was like, no. They're like, well, some people said it would be really cool because like you could deepfake someone's face on another actor and be like, oh, it looks like you have like Will Smith in your scene or your YouTube video. And I was like, that is very illegal. And I was like, because you wouldn't be paying him, but you're using him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm against all of this.
Yeah.
I'm against absolutely all of this. Like, yeah, at first it started funny, like putting like a famous person's face on another person's body just to make it kind of look creepy. And there was no like mm-hmm. agenda behind it other than just like, this is weird. But now it's just getting to another level.
Yeah.
I think it should all be banned, but like they're trying to put in systems to like catch it, but like they're never gonna be able to do it. So anyway, I hate it. Respect people's bodies, respect people's faces and their voices. I'm scared of it. The internet freaks me out. Robots freak me out. I don't even own an Alexa because I hate it all.
But you do have a robot vacuum cleaner.
That is out of battery and I have not charged because it randomly wakes up. There's been so many times where it's plugged in the wall, charging, ready to be used. And all of a sudden at like 3 a.m. it's like, meh, 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 and I'm like, this ish is trying to take over my house. So
it senses the dirt and wants to go get it.
Yeah. So I don't have a smart. Matt wanted a smart refrigerator. I was like, no, you're getting just the normal buttons.
No,
we don't have a microwave.
Normal
I know there's smart
buttons. My refrigerator doesn't have buttons.
Well, it's the ice or the cube. You don't have a water dispenser in your fridge.
No, I don't.
Yeah. So that's where the buttons come involved.
Oh, okay.
Water, ice.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We have TV, our smart TVs, and our smartphones.
The cutest thing I saw with those, though, was Duncan filling up his own water and his
that
ice.
Kid is freaking adorable.
Too
I'm
cute.
Obsessed with him. Should we have him as a guest?
100%.
I feel like Parker would be our first kid guest.
Oh, yes.
I feel that coming on. Just a heads up. I'm just going to give a heads up.
Yeah, let him know.
My mom might be going to New York with my sister, probably, but just a thing. So if that happens, I think I'm going to have guest hosts.
Yeah.
So many people are like, you know, you can podcast from different states. You guys don't have to be together. I'm like, do you think either of us could figure out that technology to podcast?
It'd be hard to do a podcast and not see your face. I'd have to have a picture in front of me.
I know. So I was like, I think I might do guest hosts. Because y'all been asking for guests. So what about a guest host?
I think that'd be a great idea.
We'll see.
Oh, you're not asking me, are you?
No. You're you're leaving me. You might be leaving me.
I'm sorry.
I have to, you know, rally on my own. So maybe Parker's going to replace you. Who knows?
Oh,
I'm sure
goodness.
He'd love to talk about hers and all the, whatever. What's the birth control one we've been sponsored by?
Oh, yeah.
I have to be careful about which sponsor I put on which guest, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that would be a thing. That'd be hilarious. Mm-hmm. For hers, is that what it's called? I should know that they're my sponsor. All right. Anyway. Something cool that's happening is YouTube apparently is going to try to let us as viewers have more control over what they recommend and suggest.
Yes.
For videos. So they're going to have a thing where you can click like categories you like and then categories you don't like. Okay. So we have to be careful to categorize our videos correctly as YouTubers to make sure we don't end up in the wrong category with something you like don't want. But you can be like, I don't like cars. I don't like technology. I don't like beauty gurus.
I even don't like probably, anything.
I don't like things. I want to stay home with my dogs. Or, and then you can also be like, but I love comedy. I love how-to videos. I love DIYs. So I think that could be great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is going to help with their whole pedophile thing. I think maybe they're trying to, because then they could be like, just show me family channels. Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing could be terrible. But I think right now, as a whole, not putting that part into it, this could be a really great, just a little adjustment for them. And I don't know how I feel about it as a YouTuber. I will say, oh, I'm mad. Forgot about this. Jessica texted me this on my way over here. YouTube keeps doing purges of like the deleting or getting rid of dead channels.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone like loses subscribers at once. And they just did another purge and I lost 400 subscribers. Not that numbers matter, but I was like, oh. The purges. Stop it. Leave the channels there.
No.
But it actually, it doesn't make those people's subscribers doesn't matter to me as much as it does other people.
Right.
I care more about like who's watching.
Right.
Because if you're subscribed, it doesn't mean you're watching. I'd rather you watch than subscribe. I'd rather you interact. I'd rather, you know, we'd be buddies. So that's all. So those channels that lost doesn't mean I'm losing views. I think people equate that. They're like, oh, you lost subscribers, you're gonna lose views. No, those were dead channels.
Yeah.
So it does make your like subscriber count go down, but it doesn't do anything other than that. So if you care about that, that's that. I heard sad news. The Office will leave Netflix in 2021.
Really?
R.I.P. Office.
All right.
I feel like it just got there.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a good show. I mean, it's fun to binge watch. It's one of those mindless shows I put on sometimes to fall asleep. Right now I'm on King of the Hill. That's my mindless. My intense show is Grey's Anatomy. My mindless is King of the Hill. Is that what's King of the Hill?
I have no idea.
It's King of the Hill.
I don't know.
Okay. That's
Is that a cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't Dad have a cousin who does a cartoonist for... Is it Family Guy or...
Used to be, and I don't remember which one.
It's either Family Guy or King of the Hill, and I can't remember.
Not anymore, though.
Okay, well,
Old news.
Old news.
This
gosh.
Is today. Relevant news, Rachel.
You know what's relevant?
Ooh.
Remember how I was like, milk in a glass bottle, milkman, bring that back.
Yeah.
Someone's freaking bringing it back.
Told you.
Someone is bringing this back.
It was already back. Jessica got milk delivered.
Okay, but
still does.
I'm just saying.
Maybe
we talked about that, and then this week I saw like a little article about it. How some dude is trying to make the milk. Oh. He's trying to be a milkman and like deliver. So I'm just saying, I brought it back because I said.
Oh, okay.
All right, this happened today. It's not really internet related, but the internet is enraged. So I'll put you up to date, Mom.
Okay, I'm waiting for.
Okay. So
I was busy doing diamond dots all day.
That is a whole other adult level that I don't want to get to. So Scooter Braun.
Yes. I saw this. Yes.
Yeah. He's the manager of Ariana Grande, of Demi Lovato recently, and of Justin Bieber. Okay. Yes. Now, Taylor Swift apparently has had beef with Justin Bieber and Scooter Braun and Kanye West for ages or something or other. I don't really know. So anyway, Taylor Swift, back in the day, a record label owned all of her music. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now she's with a new label where she owns all her music. But back in the day when she was 15, she signed with this place, blah, 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 blah. They owned all of her stuff. So her and Scooter Braun don't like each other. Blah, 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 blah. This record label owns all of her music. Scooter Braun just purchased that record label. So now Scooter Braun owns all of Taylor mm-hmm. Swift's music. First off, that is ridiculous that someone can own someone else's music. Right. I don't know anything about the music industry. I'm like, I like a song, I don't like a song. That's right. My whole extent of life. So then people were saying like this was super shady because she wanted to buy her part of the, like, she wanted to buy her music from this record label, but they wouldn't let her. And
But then
they sold the whole thing to Scooter Braun. And she was like, before you sell, let me buy my stuff. And they're like, nah, blah, blah. Apparently there's this whole thing. I don't really know. I'm not in it. But then, so Taylor Swift just outwardly was just like, Scooter Braun is terrible. He's the reason I had beef with Kanye West. He got Justin Bieber to bully me. There was a thing on Instagram where Justin Bieber was with Kanye West. And he like tweeted at or Instagram to Taylor Swift and was like rude and blah, blah, blah. All this old drama that I completely forgot about. Everyone had forgotten about it. But now it's all coming back to the surface. And she's just like, Scooter Braun's always like gotten in the way of my work. And he's made me cry so many times. He's a bad person. And then Todrick Hall, who is a close friend of Taylor Swift, also tweeted out, I didn't even realize he was a client of Scooter Braun. And he was like, this dude is trash. He's a homophobe. He's like all these terrible things. Like, he's threatened me. He's like all these. So like, blah, blah, blah. All he cares about is money. He's a terrible person. And then Justin Bieber posted on Instagram, deciding to get back into it, and was like, hey, Taylor, I've never had beef with you, even though he's like, I'm sorry for what I posted with Kanye. Scooter had nothing to do with any of that. And he was like, it seemed like he was trying to be an adult. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's do this. And then he was like, but what you posted wasn't nice. And then he was using all these really big words that we all know Justin Bieber wouldn't use, because when Justin Bieber posts his own things, everything's misspelled and just mm-hmm. a kluffuffle. But so like his post started being like, there's no beef between us. Scooter wasn't involved in any of that. And then he went and was like, you shouldn't have done that. You were trying to bully us. We didn't bully you. You were bullying us. And like, there's just so much everything.
Yeah.
So and everyone's like, well, Taylor's stupid. Bleh. And like, she shouldn't have signed that deal in the first place. She was 15. So I think it's weird. I know that like this has happened to a lot of artists. It's apparently newer now where like artists are starting to own their own stuff. I know Iggy Azalea is now independent. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I know you need a record label. Well, you don't need them, but it helps a lot to like fund all your stuff and get you in contact with the right people.
Right.
But it's so weird that you don't own your own music.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And it's starting to happen more and more. People are owning their own stuff. And Taylor now owns the music she creates now. But it's so weird that they created this. They wrote their songs. They sang the songs.
Old
they
school.
Performed the songs.
Old school, Rachel.
They did the songs. But another person owns it. And but then they had the rights to just sell
there.
It.
They're the ones that got them out there and all that other stuff.
I know. I just think that's weird. But I'm like, yeah, they get a cut. You get a cut. Like, managers and agents get cuts. Sure, mm-hmm. record label should get a cut. But that's just my uneducated outside view of the whole thing. But I just think it is weird that they didn't let Taylor buy her shares back. I saw, if you've purchased Taylor Swift's albums in the past, they're no longer in your iTunes.
Wow.
So, like, I don't know if he's going to just, like, bury all her music or if he's like gonna force her to sign with him, or I don't know what's going on, but the whole thing just seems blech.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have. I don't have any educated info on it. Lil Nas came out as gay on the last day of Pride Month. Good for him. Kim Kardashian tried to trademark kimono for her new underwear line and got destroyed online. And my mom.
But was that her plan all along? Because that brought publicity.
She is a genius businesswoman.
Because that did bring more publicity. Yeah.
Not that she needed it.
No, but
it might have been like a little misjudgment.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been. I'm gonna think it was a little misjudgment on her part, where she was like, "Oh, that would be cute. My name's Kim."
Yeah.
And then just didn't think about the rest of it. But some, her publicist had to have been like, honey, we don't step on the other cultures.
It was all on purpose.
You know. All right, Mom, do you have a chicken fact?
Oh, my goodness, I do.
Oh, goodness.
This says deep frying chicken in fat was originally a Scottish tradition. Did you know that, Rachel?
Why is this a fact? Deep frying chicken in fat.
Yeah.
So fried chicken.
Yes. Was originally a Scottish tradition. Scottish immigrants to America introduced the practice to African slaves in the American South.
So the Scottish gave it to the Southerners.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Who then
gave it to the rest of us, and we love it.
We do. Well, you don't. Well, I don't. But what I did eat, fried chicken was delicious.
It was good.
It was good. All right. Mom has a new game.
Yeah. So we've never played it before. We're not even sure about this.
She went to Walmart.
Oh, it was so fun. It was so fun. I've never been to a Walmart other than like on tour when we stopped there in the
Oh, so you've never gotten to like fully explore Walmart?
Yeah,
I love Walmart.
Oh man, I had a blast in there. Anyway,
everyone thinks that we make fun. Okay, I have to say this. When we go on tour and we're like, oh, we went to Walmart, everyone thinks we're making fun of their town because like we're like, yeah, we went to Walmart, like that we think that it's lower class and that it's the only thing in the city to do is go Walmart. No, we just really love Walmart.
It was amazing.
It's like, it's good. And like when you're on bus tour, it's always open. Like we genuinely love Walmart. And people got really offended when we go to places and they're like, what have you seen? We're like, Walmart. They're like, we're not just a Walmart. And we're like, no, I'm sorry. We're on tour.
Santa Barbara doesn't have a
Walmart. Yeah, no, we're on tour. We're excited to see a Walmart. Thank you for having it.
Yeah.
All right, let's play this game.
This game is called Stuff Happens, and it's not sponsored or anything.
Okay.
I just found it. And I think it's supposed to be you take like,
you got to talk into your mic, Mom. You're like 3 feet from your mic.
I forget what I'm doing.
You're just having a conversation, but you have to speak into something.
So I'm going to say three things, and you've got to rate which is the worst.
Okay, is there like an actual, is it just a personal opinion?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all relative to whoever you are.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was like, no, more people died in this accident. It's the worst.
Okay, so what is worst to you?
Okay.
Your hot air balloon catches fire.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
You catch smallpox.
I mean, that kills you, right?
Wait, I don't. These are I'm gonna just start over. Hold on.
Okay. Oh my god.
Let's get a little bit. Okay. These are a little bit less.
No, things. You pick three cards. Okay, and you I got say three cards.
An ingrown toenail.
Oh.
A disastrous haircut.
Oh.
Or shampoo in the eyes.
Oh, a disastrous haircut is number one.
Really?
Disastrous haircut? That sticks with you.
You stick in the ponytail.
No.
An ingrown toenail. You feel that sucker. No,
that's
for
number
days.
Two.
No.
Number two is ingrown. I'd rather an ingrown toenail than like crooked cut bangs. Are you
just
kidding me?
Recut them or pin them
to
back.
What? No. What if someone cut it where it's like an inch long?
You know, Colleen did that when she was 4 years old.
I'm sure.
She's about ready to go on a plane ride to visit relatives
in
Kansas.
She had to make sure she looked the best.
And she cut her bangs. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I am proud to say I never did that. I never cut my hair.
No, you didn't.
And shampoo in the eye is the last one because, well, actually one time that was soap. I got soap in my eye in the shower and I got an infection from it.
I have three that really suit you well.
Okay, go.
Your flight's delayed.
Oh.
Delayed and then canceled.
I've been through that.
I'm curious to see what you're going to choose. You have no cell signal.
Oh.
Cell phone signal. Or your air loses the big game.
Ho! Your air?
Like you messed up in basketball or whatever game you're playing.
Your air loses the big game?
Yeah. Like, see this guy on the card?
Oh, your error.
What do you think I said?
Air.
Oh, like the air. No.
E-R-R-O-R. Okay. God, I wish you could see your face. Okay.
Flight delayed, then canceled. No cell phone signal. Your air. Error.
Yeah, you're saying your air. You're not saying your error.
It's late at night. I'm tired. Go.
But you've said it multiple times. Okay. The least bad is no cell service. I've traveled the world with no cell service.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm going to say the worst is the delayed, then canceled. And the middle is my error because like we're all human. Things happen. And I play rec league basketball.
Yeah, but you know, the delayed, canceled, there's always going to be another plane.
You don't understand the frustration.
Yes, I do. Yes,
oh.
I do.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you see that video of a guy who was on a Southwest flight and like he filmed the whole thing and it was just like a disaster? Oh, you didn't? It was like the best filmed delayed flight I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just picking three.
That's
you
it.
Tried to figure it out. Your favorite TV character dies.
Oh,
so
I hate it when that happens.
Any season of Grey's Anatomy. You break a heel.
You broke your heel on your foot?
No. Like on your shoe. You break a heel.
Oh.
Like of a shoe.
I don't wear heels. Okay, go ahead.
You fart loudly and repeatedly at a funeral.
Oh, rats. Well, Colleen's. Wait, go start okay. again. Colleen's funeral, she would think that was funny okay. if everyone liked that, but let's not go there.
No, let's okay, not talk go. About your dog dying. What the f- You just went real morbid. Favorite TV character dies. You break a shoe heel. You fart loudly and a lot at a funeral.
I think the farting would be the most horrible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
These were pretty.
And then.
Yeah, these were pretty.
Well, I mean, there's some really bad ones in here. What were my other choices?
Your favorite TV character dies or you break a heel.
Probably break a heel.
Is the worst?
No.
Is the middle?
Next one, yeah.
Okay. And favorite TV character dies is the worst? I'm on season 13 of Grey's Anatomy. I miss Christina so much.
Aww.
She didn't even die. They knew better than to kill her. But like, oh, just the worst. Okay, Mom. I have another one.
Go for it.
Oh. You fall down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
A pin explodes in your mouth. Oh my God, that's happened to me way too many times. Or crickets making noise in your room all night
God,
long.
Crickets. Crickets.
Crickets are the worst.
But I have a cricket. I have
worse than falling down a hill.
I guess falling down. I forgot that one.
Okay. Fall down the hill is, we'll say, is number one.
But you know, the crickets things, let me tell you this, Rachel.
What?
Is I have little sound things on my phone because sometimes I can't go to sleep and I have to have sounds.
Yeah.
Don't yawn because I'm boring you.
Oh my God.
And one of them is crickets, which I listen to. But if it's a real life cricket, can't go to sleep.
Because it's not the same.
No.
The one on your phone is constant multiple.
Yeah.
The ones on your house is one that goes off every like 20 seconds.
Yeah, and you think, oh, it's done.
No.
And then it starts again.
All right, do one more for me and then we'll be done.
You wet the bed every night.
Ew!
You would get attacked by a swarm of bees.
Oh!
Or you go bald.
Oh! That's rough.
That's easy.
What? How is that easy? Going bald, I
wear a wig.
I know,
see,
that's what
I'm saying.
See,
there's solutions. There's a flip side to everything.
I'm going to say I wouldn't be able to pee the bed every night. That's number one for me. Number one is peeing the bed every night. I think number two is being bald.
Because
I could get attacked by a swarm of bees and live. Be just fine. That's not a permanent thing. See, I'm going for permanence here.
Okay.
What's permanent? Because like, if it was like you had to shave your head, that'd be the last. That my hair grows, whatever, that's fine. Shave my head. But like going bald, that's pretty bad. So I'm going to say the least temporary is the bee swarm. So that's the easiest.
For me, it'd be attacked by the bees because those suckers hurt. And then they itches. It itches forever and it drives me insane.
I am someone that gets eaten by mosquitoes
every night. I know you do. And
night.
You swell up like ginormous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can handle it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Also, I would never get attacked by a swarm of bees because I know how to behave around bees. And
yeah.
I would never make them attack
bees
me.
Bees are our friends, people.
They are only attacked
Don't
out of
kill
fear.
Them. Don't
just like
them.
Dogs do. Dogs only attack out of fear or because of their prey drive. So don't give them something to fear and don't give them something to prey. Let's move. Oh, we only have two questions today because I didn't ask for questions. So these are just things people randomly tweeted me out through the week. Rocky says, does Blaze have an Instagram that I'm not aware of? Yes. Blaze and Snoop share an Instagram. It is called Blaze and Snoop. Blaze.
Isn't that cute?
The letter
guys?
N and Snoop.
Isn't
Blaze
that,
and Snoop.
Isn't that cute?
That's
I
what
thought
it
that
is.
Was cute when I saw it.
So follow them. I've posted one picture of them. There's a bunch of Blaze, but
and the caption was cute. It really fit. You did good on that.
Oh, thank you. I thought so. And then the last question we have for Dave from Curtis the Gamer. He says Blaze has a voice. What's Snoop's?
That's right.
I can't figure one out. Blaze is like a derpy dupe, and I feel like Snoop is either really hyper or really just concerned all the time. So like, oh guys, can I do this? What are you doing? Oh, what was that? What was that? I feel like that's kind of his voice, but it hasn't stuck. Like, it's really easy. Like, I just go throughout the day and have full on conversations with Blaze where I do both parts. I know I should leave my house every once in a while. And Matt thinks it's hilarious. Matt says that's the funniest thing I do is Blaze's voice. And it's so natural. Like, I know what Blaze is thinking.
Yeah.
Like, he is derping around that house, being a little doop-a-doop. And I know exactly what he's thinking. Snoop, I haven't quite gotten there yet. So the voice is still being developed. It's only been a month.
Yeah.
It's only been a month. My mom just hit the mic.
I didn't mean to. I was taking my glasses off.
So maybe in a couple months.
Yeah.
Apparently at the 6-month mark, you and the dogs and all the other dogs and all the people in the house are completely settled. And right now, I'm at the month mark where they're all, everyone's good.
Yeah.
Everyone's good. But that 6-month mark is when everyone's knows.
Yeah.
So maybe when we hit the 6-month mark, I'll have the voice.
There you
so
go.
So wait five more months. So maybe Christmas time?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time, mm-hmm. I should have his voice.
Yeah.
All right, Mom. I have nothing else to say today.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say today?
Not a word.
Then well, let's, all I do. What?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.